Almond pollination's going strong throughout California, and it's always good to think about those working bees. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Becky Langer is project manager for the North American Bear Crop Science Bee Health Program.
Bees continue to face multiple challenges, so that's not necessarily new information. I think what we see, though, is people are getting a better grasp of awareness that pests and diseases continue to be a huge problem in those beehives. Beekeepers are working very hard to monitor and control those. We know forage and habitat continue to be a huge one. We've got the climate change, which can affect those wildflowers blooming in California during the drought years. And then we know that the beekeepers and growers have to continue to communicate with one another and use all those products according to label.
And for almond growers, it's a good idea, if you can, to plant a variety of different forages around their orchard, different species of flowers, for instance.
That can be a great idea because we know those bees, they have to eat. And if we can have something blooming year-round, that's the best way to keep the pollinators healthy. They also like diversity in different plant species, different colors, different size flowers. You want them to pollinate your crop, but if you're offering some alternative resources in the area, that keeps them better fed and happier pollinators, which are going to make better pollinators for the crops.
Langer reminds growers to read those product labels.
This, again, is going to help to provide a much healthier environment for the pollinators, and is going to keep you in the good graces of the beekeepers too.
For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with a Tree Nut Report.